I was reading the story about Lieutenant General Mike Rouleau. And Rouleau and another senior officer went golfing. Can you imagine? The Vice Admiral Craig Baines, the head of the Royal Canadian Navy, they decided to go golfing with the former Chief of the Defense Staff, General Jonathan Vance, at the Highlands Golf and Country Club, which is where the senior military members go. Now, remember, Vance is under investigation for sexual misconduct, which he denies. But guess what? Rouleau, Lieutenant General Rouleau, is overseeing that. The investigator reports to Rouleau. And I just thought to myself, are you kidding me? Is the old boys club in full force? And the answer must be yes. But no one would know this. We want to see what the reaction of Leah West would be. Now, Leah West is an assistant professor at the Norman Patterson School of International Affairs at Carleton. She specializes in national security law. She was a former Justice Department lawyer, but she's also a veteran, a former armored personnel officer. And she says she was sexually assaulted by a senior ranking officer in 2008. And she joins us now. Leah West, first of all, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you joining us. These are not easy discussions, but thank you for being here. And I hope you and yours are well. When you heard this story that they were golfing with Vance, what was your reaction?
My reaction is very similar to yours. It was the, are you kidding me? But there was a few expletives in there. Again, I was reading the story with family I was happy to share the weekend with. And I was just flabbergasted and so disappointed. I have stated publicly how much I believe that the senior leadership of the Canadian Armed Forces is finally getting it, finally getting that there is a sexualized culture, there is a culture of a double standard for men and women, it's an equitable place to work. I believe they were finally getting it and the need to make real change, and this kind of a, oh, maybe they don't really get it. They must not really get it if they're making these kinds of choices.
You tweeted out, and I'm speaking to Leah West. She's a veteran. She was an officer, and she's a lawyer now. And Leah, you tweeted out, I can tell you that none of the senior officers I worked with, or any officer for that matter, invited me out to golf to check on my well-being after I was pushed out of the forces for sexual misconduct. Why did you tweet that? tell me
well,
about that. That was shocking.
Not only was I a victim of sexual assault, I engaged in an inappropriate relationship that violated the code of service discipline when I was overseas. I had a sexual relationship with a military officer of the same rank from the American forces. For that, I was appropriately found guilty of violating the code of service discipline, and I was given a number of administrative penalties, but I was also not so quietly pushed out of the forces. It was very clear that there was no space for me to serve to my full potential any longer. And even when I tried to stay in the reserve forces, a position I had been given by one commanding officer was subsequently taken away because they didn't want me in their unit. And which was very hard. I was, you know, the military had been my entire life. I knew I made a mistake, but I had always wanted to serve, and it felt impossible to do that anymore. So I can sympathize with the need to want to check in on someone whose military career has now been completely called into question publicly, and how isolating that would be for the Chief of Defense Staff, because the allegations have not yet been proven. But the idea that the person who's the second in command of the Canadian Forces, who's responsible for leading this kind of organizational and culture change, and also who does oversee ultimately the military police, would think that should be his number one job this weekend, just is totally totally flabbergasting. You know,
well, what does it tell you?
Shows that he doesn't understand his mission.
He doesn't understand his mission. I mean, what? I can't even understand. I mean, I get Jonathan Vance. Maybe he wants to go golfing. He denies the allegations. Fine. But Rouleau is the VCDS. You can't do this. He's overseeing this. He's got, this is a direct conflict of interest. If he must know that. It's not an oversight to say that. What does it tell you?
It tells me that they're not senior leaders like Rouleau who make these types of grave error in judgment. Don't take a step back and understand how their actions affect the culture of the organizations they lead. And by him going out and doing a buddy check on General Vance, and even Admiral Baines said publicly on his Twitter that he was showing public support for General Vance. Like he said, this is a sign of public support.
Yeah.
I get that, but their primary jobs are to publicly support the organizational institutional change that needs to happen. That needs to be, that's their mission right now. And they don't understand how their actions impact the culture and signal to others that they aren't taking it seriously. Even if to themselves they are taking this seriously, it is a single signal to others in the forces that they don't take this seriously. And, you know, you can't get culture change when the senior officers who are responsible for culture change are saying one thing publicly, but doing another thing altogether differently. That's exactly what General Vance is accused of doing, right? Of being the face of culture change with Operation Honor, but at the same time engaging in inappropriate sexual misconduct.
Rouleau's defense here, in, I'll just read it to our listeners. I was reaching out to a retired member of the CAF to ensure his wellness. This was a private activity. I can assure every member of the CAF that none of us discussed matters pertaining to any military police investigation. And he apologized, saying this could lead some to perceive a potential conflict of interest and controversy given the current context, but nothing could be further from the truth. Why would anyone believe that, whether it's true or not? And this, some could perceive that you're overseeing an investigation into the, your former boss, and then you go privately golfing with them, and you just, on the promise that we're not going to discuss the case that you're involved with. This is, to me, this is so outrageous that they'd even defend it. And that anyone would think that's a good enough reassurance. Like, the rules to us don't apply.
And he's not wrong in that there is an arm's length between the investigation and him, but his subordinates look to him for guidance, right? If his subordinates in the provost marshal, the military police, see him associating with the chief of defense staff, there is a signal here that I don't think his actions were wrong, right?
Of course, and they're not associating over a, you know, they didn't bump into each other and someone snapped a picture of them on the street. They're golfing. You golf with your friend. Okay, Leah, hang on. I'm going to keep you. Do you mind sticking around for a minute?
Sure.
You sure?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because I want to keep talking about this. Leah West, who's a lawyer and an assistant professor at the Norman Patterson School of International Affairs. She is a veteran. She says she was sexually assaulted by a senior ranking officer in 2008, but also her reaction to this golf trip. And we're going to also then get Bob Fife from the Globe and Mail, who broke this story, to talk about the long-term impact. Who's accountable? Welcome back to the Department of, I can't believe this is happening. Canada's military is staffed by some of the bravest men and women. They will do the most extraordinary things. Long-term care facility overrun by COVID-19. The military comes in. The men and women go in when no one knows what's going on. They blow the whistle on the incredible lack of care for Canada's elders. The military. Need a vaccine up north? The military. Floods? The military. There are no men and women in this country who are so selfless and harder work, and I've had the opportunity to be in the field with them, and it is more impressive the closer you get. And then it boggles your mind that these men and women are led by leaders/men right now who are doing their damnedest to burn it down, its reputation. And again, you've got two former CDSs, Chiefs of the Defense Staff, McDonald and Vance, under investigation. Vance denies it. And then you've got Lieutenant General Mike Rulo, who was the second in command of the Armed Forces, the VCDS, the Vice Chief of the Defense Staff, overseeing who the investigator investigating Vance is reporting to. I just went out to do a little wellness check on my old buddy, General Vance. Going to go golfing with him and the head of the Navy, the three of us, just checking all out. And don't worry, everyone. I know some of you may perceive that this might in some way compromise the investigation, but don't worry. We don't even bring it up. We just, three of us privately golfing. Yeah, right. So now he's had to step aside. Now, I've got with me Leah West, an assistant professor at the Norman Patterson School of International Affairs at Carleton. She specializes in national security law. She's a Justice Department lawyer, a former military member, member of the military, a soldier. She was, she says, sexually assaulted by a senior ranking officer in 2008. Leah's here, and so is Bob Fife. And I'm going to get to both of them in a minute because Bob Fife is the Globe and Mail Ottawa Bureau Chief who broke the story about this along with our colleagues at the Globe and Mail. Leah and Bob, great to have you here. Before I get to you, Bob, I just want to just, Leah West was making some really powerful points here. Leah, this is sending a signal to the men and women in the military that the only reason we know they got busted golfing. I have no idea how many other times they've gone golfing, how many other communiques they've had at the senior military leadership level. But what is this? What message does it send to the men and women who are seeking justice?
Well, I think it depends on where you're standing. But from my perspective, it just really signals to me that the senior leadership don't fully understand how their actions reflect on what is acceptable and unacceptable in terms of culture, and that they aren't fully grasping how deeply embedded and problematic the culture of inequitable treatment of double standards is within the military when you're talking about treatment of men and women who have been victims of sexual assault versus those who have been accused of engaging in sexual misconduct. And it's really hard to signal to people in the forces and veterans that you're serious about reforming the culture that permits sexual misconduct to take place so prevalently when you can't even see down the road how harmful your actions of going on a going golfing with General Vance will be. And the second thing I'll say is that there are serious national security implications for all of this, right? Every time we lose a senior general, our Canadian forces and our chain of command in running the Canadian forces is either compromised or disrupted. And that's going to have long-term implications on the effectiveness of our Canadian armed forces.
Oh, my God. Let me bring in Bob Fife. It's a fantastic point. The entire senior leadership has been disrupted. Bob, talk about the impact this story has had, and then what is the accountability process here?
Well, look, Lee is absolutely right. This is an absolute gut punch to women in the armed forces who have been leery to begin with to come forward with accusations of sexual misconduct because of concerns about their career. And there is no better example than this when the most senior leadership of the Canadian Armed Forces are more concerned about the mental health of former Chief of Defense Staff Jonathan Vance than they are about women who may have been raped or sexually assaulted or harassed in horrific ways by members of the military. I was stunned when somebody called me on Saturday morning and said that this has happened. And you know what, Evan? Probably the only reason I found out about this is because those idiots cleared out the golf course so the three men could go golfing and probably teed off people who wanted to be out golfing themselves.
Bob, you're saying that they decided,
we don't want anybody to see us.
Oh, my God. That's outrageous. The entitlement is incredible. And Bob is, I mean, the opposition, Bob Fife and Leah West, I'm glad you're still here. The opposition is saying, guess what? In our system, ministerial accountability is where this lands. And it's the Minister of Defense, Sajjan, who is accountable. He was in Parliament saying, you know, I'm making a culture change. Is he accountable here? Bob?
Well, okay, first of all, let me just say that, none of this would be happening if the Liberal government had acted on the advice 6 years ago of a former Supreme Court judge who said that we need an independent body to investigate accusations of sexual misconduct. It's far too late. We're still now waiting because it's now being thrown, the government is now throwing the ball to former Supreme Court Justice Abar to do the same thing. But, you know, military leaders should not have any role whatsoever in the investigation of sexual misconduct allegations that are brought against anybody in the armed forces. And this is why we're left in this sort of situation. But what it certainly has exposed, and I'm sorry, I better let Leah have her say here, but it also has exposed that is this the kind of leadership that we're getting in the armed forces, that they have absolutely zero judgment? I mean, like a high school student would know better than this.
Well, Leah, you can weigh in here. There's no judgment. They clearly, something's got to be a problem. When the Minister of Defense saying there's a culture change and these guys are ignoring him, I got to wonder if they're listening to the Minister of Defense, what kind of relationship he's got with the senior officers who are going on these secret golf wellness checks. I can't even believe they're calling it that, with their buddy. It just boggles the mind. Look, you must hear from a lot of people in the military still, Leah. What are they telling you?
Well, I think the senior leadership has showed what I hear from a lot of people in the military today is that the Minister of National Defense has zero credibility left. So when a minister has zero credibility with the people that are responsible for supervising, we do have civilian control of the military, you get people behaving in a way that shows complete disrespect for what they intend to accomplish. And so I'm not at all surprised that we have individuals acting not in accordance with what the minister says he's trying to accomplish with the Canadian Armed Forces, because the man has not had credibility with the Canadian Armed Forces since he refused to act, as Bob rightly pointed out, not only on the Marie Deschamps report, but on allegations against General Vance when they continued to renew him as chief of staff.
Yeah, they did renew his contract. Leah West, lawyer, professor, veteran. I can't tell you how much I appreciate your reaction. Fife, as usual, Bob Fife, busting the story. And I always give a shout out to our friends at Global who have done a great job on this, Mercedes Stevenson as well. But Bob, this story's far from over. And it's amazing that the Minister of Defense, after 5 years, has withstood many criticisms.
His line always, Evan, is, I didn't know anything about it. I don't want to know anything about it. I don't know anything.
How long as a minister can you handle that? Bob, I think I'm going to see you on CTV's Power Play tonight, Bob. I want to talk more about that. So, Bob Fife, Leah West, great to have you on.